You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, hitting you with the groove that's gonna make you move, doing the do just for you, getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling, making the walls shake like an earthquake. I'm your jukebox hero, Matt the Cat, where it's at, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, the weekly radio program that focuses on post-World War II rhythm and blues that preceded the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week, baby, I got a special show. A show that has taken months to put together. It's on the boogeyman, John Lee Hooker. Now, it took so long to research this week's show because John Lee Hooker is probably the most elusive of the bluesmen. He also could be the most original. Nobody sounded like John Lee Hooker when he burst on the scene. And a few have emulated his sound, but nobody sounds like the hook. That driving guitar boogie was groundbreaking. He basically took what Meade Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons were doing on the piano, stripped it down to its pure boogie essence, and transferred it to the guitar. He was elusive because in the beginning he recorded under so many different pseudonyms. Names like Texas Slim, Birmingham Sam, Johnny Williams, John Lee Booker, John Lee Cooker, just to name a few. Also, being a black man, making records for independent record labels, post-World War II, you weren't going to get much financial compensation for your recordings. So, economically, the best thing to do was to record for as many record labels as possible and take your recording fee up front. So Hooker might cut a couple of sides for King Records for $25 or $35, and then go on over to Deluxe Records and make another $25 or $30 up front. In his early days, he was recording for Modern, Chess, Chance, Deluxe, King, Prize, and Sensation Records. Basically, he was recording for anyone who'd pay him. The most amazing thing is the trove of songs he had for such a newcomer. And in this week's program, we're going to focus on John Lee Hooker's early career, from 1948 to 51. During those years, he had 6 charting records, and we're going to hear them all, including his 2 and only number one records. Just like his music, his life was full of myth and legend. Beginning at his birth, John Lee Hooker was born on August 22nd, 1912, or was it 1917? Maybe it was 1915, or even possibly 1920. Most researchers have settled on 1917 as his official year of birth, although I think there's a lot of credibility in certain sources, especially the 1920 census, which shows that he would have been 7 years old in 1920. All the ages of his siblings and parents are correct in that census, so what has led us to believe that wasn't his birth year, I don't know. But for the sake of conformity, I will also go with 1917 as his birth year. He was probably born in Tutwiler, Mississippi, which is not far from Clarksdale. His father was William Hooker, a sharecropper, and his mother, Minnie Ramsey. He was the youngest of 11 children, and in 1921, his parents separated. His mother remarried William Moore, a part-time blues singer and sharecropper. John Lee has said that he never went hungry a day in his life, as he grew up on a farm with vast fields and plenty of livestock. It was his stepfather, William Moore, that introduced him to the blues and was a major influence on his blues playing style. Moore supposedly played with blues legends Charlie Patton, Blind Lemon Jefferson, and Son House. Another influence was guitarist Tony Hollins, who once dated John Lee Hooker's sister, Alice. He actually gave John Lee his first guitar and taught him how to play Crawlin' Kingsnake. John Lee had an aunt who lived in Memphis, and he made several trips during his childhood and spent some time with her. Then at age 14, he ran away to Memphis, never to return to Mississippi or his family again. He may have also lived in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Cincinnati. Right around World War II, he joins the Army right outside of Detroit, but his stay in the Army is a short one, and upon leaving, he remains in Detroit. He has a couple of marriages around this point while he's playing the clubs in Detroit. He befriends T-Bone Walker, and T-Bone actually gives him a guitar. Nightly around Detroit, John Lee Hooker is playing at clubs like Henry's Swing Club, the Caribbean Club, the Sensation, and the Apex, where he meets his future manager, Elmer Barbie. Barbie owns a record shop on Lafayette Street in Detroit. In the back of the shop is a little recording studio, and John Lee records a bunch of demos in that studio. Once Barbie has some solid demos under his arm, he heads out to meet Bernie Bessman, a record producer and distributor. Bessman is impressed with John Lee's playing style, and he sets up his first commercial recording session held at United Sound Systems at 5840 2nd Boulevard. They record 10 songs, which Bessman leases out to the Bahari Brothers in Los Angeles and their Modern Record label. The recording session takes place in September of 1948. Modern Records releases John Lee Hooker's first single, Boogie Chillin', in late 1948. And on February 19th, 1949, Boogie Chillin' hits number one on the national charts. It became the first new number one of 1949 as Amos Milburn's Bewildered hit number one on December 25th of 48 and remained there until he was deposed by John Lee Hooker. This is one of the most influential records of all time, as nothing sounded like Boogie Chillin' before it. And after it, the only records that sounded similar to it were those that were cut by John Lee Hooker himself. Boogie Chillin' stands alone. It was in him, and it had to come out. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back on the boogeyman himself, John Lee Hooker, with the immortal first version of a song he would cut many more times throughout his career. Here's the original, Boogie Chillin'.
Yeah, my mama, she didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord. Well, my mama didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. I didn't care what she didn't lie. I was boogie boogie in the house. When I first come to town, people, I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swing Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people. Yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chillin'. I was laying down. I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, 'cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good, and I went on boogie woogie just the same. Yeah. Sally Mae, Sally Mae. Lord, you know you ain't done me right. Sally Mae, Sally Mae. Lord, you know you ain't done me right. You stay out all night long. Don't do a thing but run around. Lord, you know I love you. That's why you treat me like you do. Lord, you know I love you. That's why you treat me like you do. Yeah, all night long. Lord, you don't do a doggone thing. Yes, I beg that woman. Yes, I beg her all night long. Yes, I beg that woman. Yes, I beg all night long. Lord, you're the change that Sally made. You're the change in your younger days. Lord, you know you ain't done me right. Yes, you know, little woman. Lord, you know you ain't done it right. Lord, you ain't doing a doggone thing, baby, but turn your reputation down.
Sally Mae, the flip side of John Lee Hooker's first single, Boogie Chillin'. Released on Modern Records in late 1948, Boogie Chillin' topped the charts in February of 49. The label read simply, John Lee Hooker and his guitar. What more do you need? Maybe they should have given his foot credit too, as he was stomping his foot on a wooden pallet, or maybe an empty crate, keeping his own kind of time. That otherworldly talking blues, interrupted by vocal outbursts and moans. John Lee Hooker had his own style and the public was buying it. His next release for Modern Records was Hobo Blues. It also comes from that September 48 session. Hobo Blues hits number 5 on the national charts in May of 49. And it's spinning off this week's Juke in the Back and straight into your eardrums, baby. Here comes the hook with Hobo Blues.
Took a freight train to be my friend. Oh Lord, you know I hobo, 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 hobo a long, long ways from home. My mother, she followed me that morning. She followed me down to the yard. My son, he's gone. Yes, he's gone in the world somewhere. Oh, no. Dear old mother, she was on her knees of crying. Oh, Lord. Now let's jump a while.
Boogeyman with Hoogie Boogie, what a driving boogie, John Lee Hooker, recorded during his second recording session for Bernie Bestman on either February 16th or 18th of 49. It was issued as the flip side of Hobo Blues, and it charted in April of 49, reaching number 9. Both sides of that great single charted. Up next is a song that John Lee Hooker learned from his sister Alice's boyfriend, guitarist Tony Hollins. The song would become Crawlin' Kingsnake, but in the 1920s, it began as Black Snake Blues by Victoria Spivey and Black Snake Moan by Blind Lemon Jefferson. Big Joe Williams recorded Crawlin' Kingsnake in 1941. John Lee Hooker played the song live throughout the 1940s around the clubs of Detroit. When he recorded it during that February of 49 session, it hit number 6 on the national chart. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature on the Boogeyman, John Lee Hooker and Crawlin' Kingsnake.
I'm a crawling kingsnake, and I rule my den. Well, I'm a crawling kingsnake, and I rule my den. Don't want to run my maid, want to use her for myself. You know you caught me crawling now, baby. Well, when the grass was very high, I'm just gonna keep on crawling now, baby, until the day I die, because I'm a crawling kingsnake, and I rule my den. Come on and give me what I want, baby, and I won't crawl no more. Now, baby, but I'll be back for long. When I come to town, now, baby, I'll be the same old snake again. Of course, I'm a crawling king snake. Yes, yes. And I rule my den. Come on and give me what I want, baby, and I won't crawl no more. Yes, I'm crawling now, baby. I'm crawling in front of your door. You got anything I want now, baby? I'm gonna crawl up on your floor, because I'm a crawling kingsnake, and I rule my den.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside, David Blaze. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, when my old boy white love me, God knows he put me on the road. You know when my old boy white love me, you know she put me out on the road. Thank you. that day, people. I've been drifting from door to door. Well, I ain't gonna get my baby back again. I ain't gonna leave my home no more. Yeah, but I ain't. Again, I ain't gonna leave my home no more. I'm gonna stay at home with my baby, and God knows gonna settle down. Yeah, gonna settle down when I get back home. You know sometime in traveling, people, you know my clothes got very thin. Bad luck of powder. You know in sometime traveling, you know my clothes got very thin. I had a good-hearted woman now, people, just as good as she could be.
This week's Juke in the Back feature on the hook, John Lee Hooker, in his one-of-a-kind blues style. That's Drifting from Door to Door, which was the flip side of Crawlin' Kingsnake, released on Modern Records in mid-1949. Up next, John Lee heads to another record shop to record. This time it's Joe Von Battle's record shop over at 3530 Hastings Street. The records he would cut there ended up over at King Records out of Cincinnati under the name Texas Slim. The recording session probably happened in December of 1948, so shortly after he cut those recordings for Bernie Bessman. King issued it in mid-1949. It failed to chart, and probably because it didn't sound like any of his previous boogie records. This time, the hook is definitely summonsing the Delta Blues of his youth. Here he is as Texas Slim with Black Man Blues.
Jimmy, got your black man. Oh, thank you. Jimmy, got your black man. Oh, thank you. Kill this woman now, I'm gonna drop down on me. Soon this morning, woman come walking. That woman come walking in. Myself ain't never done. ain't clean. Scrubbing ain't never done. So mad this morning, broke the walls, I started, grabbed my shotgun, I started, mowed that woman down. Yeah, broke to the walls, started, mowed that woman down, mowed that woman down. My baby long and she tall and she weep like a willow tree. Every time she love me, she make my love come down. I seen my baby this morning, she was weeping to herself. I seen my baby this morning, she was weeping to herself. She said, Johnny Lee, I need loving and I just can't help myself. Yes, baby. Hey, yeah, love me, love me, love me, daddy, love me all night long. Yeah, love me, daddy. And love me all night long. Cause your baby, she need loving, loving with a thrill.
John Lee Hooker, Back to the Boogie with Weepin' Willow Blues. It was recorded and released by Modern Records in July of 1949. It's interesting that he was known as John Lee Hooker on Modern Records and also John Lee Hooker on Sensation Records, which was a tiny record label out of Detroit. The reason why he was changing his name from label to label was so that he wouldn't get called out for it. I always thought because the Bahari brothers probably had him under contract, and so he recorded for these other record labels under different names so they wouldn't know. But apparently that was okay, for his recording session held sometime in December of 1949 for Sensation. They issued it the same month, and in February of 1950, Huckle Up Baby hit number 15 on the national charts. Here's this week's feature on the unique boogie-woogie blues stylings of John Lee Hooker. And huckle up, baby, as we present the soul that came before rock and roll on The Juke in the Back.
Huckabuck all day long. Say, God, let me ride. God, let me go. God, let me live. God, let me go. Huckabuck, huckabuck, huckabuck all day long. She huckle bucking now, huckle bug now, baby, huckle bug now, baby, huckle bug now, huckle bug all night long. Huckle up, baby, and huh? Said huckle up, baby, said huckle up, baby. Huckle up, baby, huckle buck all night long. Huckle up all night long. I sang the blues on every decoration day. Lord, I was standing round my baby's bedside. When my Lord taking my baby away. Lord, I was standing round my baby's bedside when my Lord taking my baby away. Well, 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 when you so doggone bad, Lord, I hung my head and cried. Yeah, so sorry. She said, Daddy, please don't worry, 'cause everybody's got to go. Daddy, please don't worry, 'cause everybody's got to go.
Well, Lord, the best woman God knows I ever had. All day Thursday I just hung my head and cried. Yeah, it was a sad day with me, so sad that day. So sad that Thursday, when my Lord took my baby. Well, I need my baby some old lonesome day.
Recorded on April 28, 1950 in Detroit and released in May on the little Detroit label Sensation Records. That's John Lee Hooker's first attempt at Decoration Day Blues, a song he would revisit a couple of more times in his later career. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the storied early career of John Lee Hooker, the Boogeyman, on this week's Juke in the Back. Up next, another song from that same April 28, 1950 recording session, but on a different record label. This time he's on Regal Records, but he's still listed as John Lee Hooker and his guitar. This one was released in October of 1950. Here's The Hook with Notoriety Woman.
Church in the Sunday school. Yes, yes. You way up here now, baby. You run around now, baby. Every notoriety giant in town. Even though the ride is giant in town. You got to the place now, baby, you don't pay me no mind.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, as we feature John Lee Hooker, I'd like to focus on the genesis of one of his best-known songs, House Rent Boogie. It was first recorded in either October or November of 1950, and originally issued on the Staff label, and then picked up by Gotham Records for release. He recorded it under the pseudonym Johnny Williams. He would cut the song several more times during his career and change it up with every new recording. It's most famous to rock and roll audiences with the George Thorogood cover in the late 1970s, as Thorogood very successfully combined it with one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer to make one hell of a great record. But cats and kittens, here's the original, and it's this week's Great 78. Johnny Williams, John Lee Hooker, and House Rent Boogie.
Hey, the House Rent Boogie. Let's get this rent together now.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Hey man, leave my wife alone. Next time I tell you I'm gonna mow you down, then leave me alone. Then leave her alone. I say, man, don't you know, leave my wife alone. What you done? Got my love, got me on a bomb. Baby, leave him alone. Baby, leave him alone. I done told you once and ain't gonna tell you no more. Mercy. what you done done. Got my loving, got me on a bomb. I done told you, baby. Done told you, baby. I done told you, baby, leave that man alone. I said, baby, now, baby, leave that man alone.
John Lee Hooker with his footwork and overtime on that one, Leave My Wife Alone. He was actually billed on the record as John Lee Booker with a B. That was his first session for Chess Records, held on April 26, 1951 in Chicago. Chess released it in August, but it failed to chart. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's look at the early work of John Lee Hooker, a true blues myth and legend. He had a sound all his own, and just listening to what he could do with his own voice and a single guitar and a foot tapping on a palette, no one else could do so much with so little. With every song, he created a world of either hurt and pain or joy and jubilation. Ain't nobody sound like the Hook. This may have been his most prolific period, recording for so many different labels under so many different names, but he wasn't about to slow down. And even though the hit records stopped coming after 1962, his legend and influence still grew. He would continue recording for Modern, Chess, Swing Time, Chance, Deluxe, Rockin', Specialty, Chart, Whitehead, and have a very successful run on VJ. In the 60s, he was on ABC Bluesway, Liberty, United Artists, Stax, and end up as blues royalty when he died on June 21st, 2001. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and he even has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. How could you forget that wonderful scene of the Hook out in the street in Chicago in the Blues Brothers movie? He was a true original, and I'm proud to have pulled all of this great music together to honor the late, great John Lee Hooker. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back. Let's go out with his second and final number one rhythm and blues record. It's a song that he co-wrote and was recorded on August 7th of 1951. Modern Records issued it in September, and on November 17th, it hit number one on the national charts for 4 solid weeks. He'd record this one several more times throughout his career. Let's close down this special edition of The Juke in the Back on The Boogeyman, John Lee Hooker, with I'm in the Mood. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
I'm in the mood for love. Every time I see you, baby, walking down the street, you know I get a thrill now, baby, from my head down to my toes. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. Be with the one you love. You know when night come, baby, God knows you so far away. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. Thank you. nobody else. I can't get my thrill now, baby. Let it not be with you. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. Alone, but my mama didn't know, God knows, that I was putting down. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. Babe, I'm in the mood.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.